Well, when you get shut out, you're not going to hear much of that from Bob Uecker, as the Brewers lost this game 1-0. But it's not how you thought they would get there. In fact, it was bases loaded, nobody out in the top of the first inning for the Rays against starter Bryce Wilson. It could have been a whole lot worse, but the Brewers traded 2-for-1.
7 home runs and 17 driven in. Bouncer hit to third, could be 2 to second one, and the relay in. Plenty of time to double him up. Well, when you throw strikes, that's what happens.
Good things certainly happened. Bob Uecker on the call. A run did score on the play. But from there, Bryce Wilson was nails. He only allowed four more hits the rest of the day, all singles. Only one batter stood on second base the whole rest of the game, and he ended his outing in style.
The pitch. Struck him out with a beautiful changeup. Got him swinging.
6 total Ks for Wilson. He passed 90 pitches for the first time in 2 years. 6 strong innings, a quality start for Bryce Billy Wilson. But the Brewers' offense has got nothing going on in the meantime against Ryan Pepiot. They had a leadoff double in the 6th, couldn't do anything with it. Pepiot was done after 6 innings. Then in the 7th inning, a 2-out walk was left stranded after Rhys Hoskins was aboard, and then nothing doing from there. In the top of the 8th inning, Brian Hudson is on for his second inning of relief. A man on first, 2 outs, and still a 1-0 game.
0-2 pitch coming home. And he got him looking on the outside corner. Ryan Hudson, with back-to-back strikeouts, gets himself through the 8th inning. We head to the bottom of the 8th.
Lane Grindle's call. Man, Brian Hudson has been nothing short of spectacular. 2 shutout innings today with 3 strikeouts. Then in the 9th, William Contreras already had 1 caught stealing. How about another?
Runner goes, and the throw by... Did he get it? He did, yes. What a throw by Contreras. Looking over at the Tampa Bay dugout and saying, take that.
Love it from Bob Uecker. 2 caught stealings tonight for William. Only the second time in his career that he has done that. The Brewers also had a pickoff in this one. Then the chaos happened in the bottom of the 9th. Not much to highlight there because Sal led off with a double. Then William lined out to right field. He was hit too hard to allow Sal to try to tag up. Then a walk to Willie Adames. That was a great at-bat lost in all of this, going from 0-2 to 3-2 to draw a walk. First and second, 1 out. During the Bowers at-bat, they pull off a double steal. So runners on second and third, 1 out. Then the controversy with the interference on the swing and miss by Bowers. It was a strikeout anyway. They called a dead ball because they determined it to be strike 3. Batters cannot advance when the follow-through hits the catcher. Dead ball. Everyone go back to your stations. But there was still an opportunity. 2 outs, second and third. Rhys Hoskins up, and he gets hit by a pitch. But in the end, it was up to Blake Perkins, and he would strike out on 3 pitches to end the game. The first shutout loss of the year for the Brewers. They are now 17-11 on the young season. They'll be back with more tomorrow. Freddie Peralta gets the ball. We'll preview it coming up next and wrap up the show on 620 WTMJ.